This is Akashvani, the news read by Apugappa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in Brasilia today. Modi arrived in Brasilia last night on a state visit after attending the 17th BRICS Summit in Rio de Janeiro. The Prime Minister was given a warm welcome by the members of the Indian diaspora as he arrived in the Brazil capital. The Prime Minister said the Rio leg of his Brazil visit was very productive. In a social media post, Modi said they had extensive deliberations at the BRICS summit. He complimented the Brazilian president and the Brazilian government for the work they have done through their BRICS presidency in making this platform even more effective. On the final leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Windhoek in Namibia tomorrow at the invitation of Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa. This will be the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to Namibia and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia, and is coming after a gap of 27 years. During his visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with the Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that BRICS is a vital platform for advancing inclusive multilateralism, and especially when global institutions are facing a crisis. Addressing the BRICS finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Rio de Janeiro yesterday, she highlighted India's demonstrated resilience through a combination of strong domestic demand, prudent microeconomic management, and targeted fiscal measures. She also met with her Chinese counterpart, Lan Fowen, and emphasized that India and China are uniquely positioned to drive inclusive global growth and innovation as the two largest and fastest growing economies in the world. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that India is exploring various projects in Norway to leverage its expertise to upgrade and expand India's energy capabilities. He visited the Northern Lights CO2 terminal in Bergen, Norway, and held discussions on technologies covering the entire gamut of hydrocarbons exploration, particularly deep sea exploration by the Norwegian energy professionals. Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, Chief of the Air Staff Chief Air Marshal A.P. Singh, and Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi addressed senior military officers in New Delhi today on the conduct of joint operations. During the event, all three chiefs reaffirmed their commitment to tri-service synergy. According to the Indian Army, the address focused on joint operational planning with particular emphasis on integrated maritime and air warfare and future battle scenarios. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said that the Transport Department bears greater responsibility towards ecology and the environment, as 40% of the pollution in the country can be directly attributed to the transport sector. Addressing a gathering during the Plantation Drive under Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam 2.0 along the Faridabad Noida International Airport corridor, Gadkari said that Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam is a dutiful initiative towards Mother Earth, and it is also a cultural and moral responsibility of the citizens. He also advocated for the use of bamboo, describing it as a multipurpose grass that can be used to manufacture a variety of products. Governor K.T. Parnaik graced the grand finale of the Maiden Inter-Advanced Landing Ground Football Tournament as the chief guest at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium UPA today, applauding the Indian Air Force for its commendable initiative. The governor said the tournament was more than a sporting competition. It was a platform for meaningful engagement with the youth living around the advanced landing grounds across the state. He said that involving young people in constructive activities like football promotes discipline, teamwork, and a sense of purpose. Organized by the Eastern Air Command, the tournament saw participation from 8 teams comprising IAF personnel and local players. In archery, former world number 1 Deepika Kumari and Asian Games gold medalist Jyoti Surekha Vennam will lead India's charge at the Archery World Cup Stage 4, which starts in Madrid, Spain from today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.